Hello all, my name is Rovani Sigamani and I am the program specialist working on the UNESCO engineering program. I am based in the science sector, the natural sciences sector, in the division of science policy and capacity building.
Hi, and I'm Kelly McKenna and I'm with the IEEE. The IEEE is a 501c3 organization, and it is the world's largest technical professional organization dedicated to the advancement of technology for the benefit of humanity. And I'm with the IEEE History Center and oversee an open education resource program called IEEE Reach.
I'm Mary Ann Karamagi, team leader at Silverbolt, a not-for-profit promoting the uptake of applied sciences in Uganda. We are the implementing partner for REACH in Uganda.
So Rovani, why don't you just give a intro as to how we got started working together?
UNESCO came upon the Raising Engineering Awareness Through the Conduit of History, the REACH project, and thought that this was a great project to implement, starting in Africa as a pilot project. Working together with the IEEE Africa Council and the UNESCO Regional Office in Uganda, and also with Silverbolt and the Smart Girls Foundation, two local Ugandan NGOs, we started implementing the project.
So I guess really at this point, I should touch base with what REACH is. And as shared, it is an education resource program. And the program itself is an interdisciplinary program as it crosses both the humanities disciplines and the STEM disciplines. What the program does is it focuses on the social context of technology. And we do this all through the lens of history, as throughout time, technology has impacted society, culture, politics, economics, and vice versa. Through the program, we teach students the history of specific technologies and its impact on society.
So Silverbolt focuses on the use of STEM, and in particular technology, to ensure that these sciences are being applied for community development. We've been grappling with a lot of complex situations and questions and a lot of dilemmas on the application and how does one move forward after studying this. We found that if you start to look at it through the lens of history, you then start to understand how other people have made these discoveries, how they came to think about them, and how it can also allow us to make our own discoveries. You also get to see how the great men and women who thought outside the box often went against the conventions in order to innovate for their communities. But most importantly, it also helps you to place these scientific discoveries in context of historical events. So you're able to clearly see how technology impacted humanity and how in turn humanity also did impact to bring about the technology. So giving us this context does help us guide the students much better and much easier, giving STEM much more relevance in their lives.
So included in the program are different resources. We provide inquiry designs, lesson plans, which include formative and summative performance tasks, as well as also a taking informed action, which makes the material relevant to the students' lives today. We provide hands-on activities that the teachers can do with students. We also provide primary source documents, which are original pieces of evidence during the time studied. So, for example, it could be an artifact or a photograph taken during that time period in history. And then we also provide short, engaging student videos. As Marianne shared, she was our implementation partner in Uganda. So I'm going to let her share a little bit as to how she utilized the REACH resources.
Okay, so with REACH being an open education resource, we were able to align it to the Ugandan standards for both in and out of classroom learning activities, which is a must that it should cover. We labored to maintain. We maintained the project-based learning and the inquiry design formats because they were key to delivery. And we split the activities into 5 activities where we had the introduction session, which brought in the history and with the challenges and solutions. Then we did the hands-on activities. We also had a couple of formative assessments. These were, we had some inquiry units to guide this, but this was also in like group discussions, debates, We had to switch it up for the communities especially. And then we closed this off with entrepreneurship sessions, which really closed the loop for us, giving the rich material more relevance for our community. It brought to the forefront the application, immediate application and use of the knowledge that we're acquiring through REACH. The REACH program really worked well for us for various reasons, but most importantly, it was really in line with the new national curriculum that had been released. The prerequisite was for any learning material that's out there, it should be project-based and inquiry-based. And of course, this made it very engaging for the students. Second of all, it has to be applied both in and out of the classroom, which REACH was able to achieve fully for us. It also gave a good guide on the practical use of the knowledge that you're learning, the sciences or the applied sciences. How best can I use this knowledge to change community? So it's more of learning with an end in mind, and the students would know what it takes and what they have to go through to get this done. For the rural communities, it was specifically inspiring for them. We knew this had worked when someone would walk up to you and say, okay, this is the problem I had, and this is how I wanted to approach it, and I gave up quickly. But right now, I want to start this again. How can I go about it? It's kind of looking for the technical advice. Then you know what you're doing is actually working, because that's what we wanted to achieve. Also telling people that, you know, you can have the potential. All you have to do is have the information. So just find the information. Do it like those before you had done it, and then you're good to go. So that for us was really good, and we felt it was really impactful, especially in the communities, and very good for those who have not had prior information to a lot of the technological information out there, those who are not studying the sciences. This was really a very nice and soft landing ground for them, and it created awareness and sparked interest, and we hope to do this a lot more. In Uganda, we don't have many of these resources available. So the fact that REACH is an open education resource, it means that it's readily available. Anyone who needs it or wants to use it can go to the website and access it. And that in there is the real beauty. There is no money that someone in a community has to pay to benefit from such resources.
Marianne, that's really wonderful to hear. As you know, our hopes are that more and more educators will actually use the REACH resources, as our primary goal is to try to ensure that all students are technologically literate. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Rovani to share a bit as well.
Due to the success of this project being an open education resource, IEEE and UNESCO, together with many stakeholders on the ground, we think that this project can be a great pilot project to implement in other countries. We would like this project to grow in Kenya, in Rwanda, in Zimbabwe, other countries in Africa, and thereafter take this project internationally.